Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
All right, so imagine this. You're on a cruise. Gorgeous Caribbean waters, fruity drinks with tiny umbrellas, and your family all together. The kind of cheesy group photo you'd never want to admit that you like. That is exactly where 23-year-old Amy Lynn Bradley was in March of 1998. A sporty, smart, fiercely independent woman from Virginia who had just graduated with a degree in sports psychology. She was on vacation with her mom, dad, and younger brother aboard Royal Caribbean's Rhapsody of the Seas. Sounds dreamy, right? Well, things didn't go so well. Within 48 hours of boarding, Amy vanished, literally disappeared without a trace, somewhere between Aruba and Curacao. No goodbye, no note, just gone. Not in a drunken hookup and miss the boat kind of way. We're talking full-on Twilight Zone, Bermuda Triangle, Mystery Girl was never here levels of vanished. So, let's rewind back to March 23rd. If you're just starting to learn about this case because of the Netflix special or whatever, we're going to dive deep into this. And let me know your thoughts in the comments section on this very case. So let's rewind back to March 23rd. Amy and her brother Brad went clubbing at the ship's nightclub. The disco, if you will. Because nothing says 90s family cruise like neon lights and Euro dance remixes. I'm sure they're jamming out to Ace of Base. I Saw the Sign. Around that time, 93 on that song, this is 98, maybe a little more. Maybe they're a little more into getting jiggy with it. And I think, Can I Get a What? That sort of stuff. That's what was playing at that moment in time. Share, Believe. They partied into the early hours, dancing with fellow passengers and members of the ship's band, including a bass player known as Yellow. And that was his nickname. Hey, Yellow, come here. And yes, that's the energy he also gave off. Think human red flag and cargo pants. They got back to their cabin around 3:40 a.m. Brad went to bed. Amy went out to the balcony, probably to decompress from the mix of rum and Europop. Her dad, Ron, woke up around 5:15 a.m. and saw Amy sleeping in a lounge chair on the balcony. When he got up again around 6 a.m., she was gone. Gone as in no sign she left the room. No body in the water, no trail of breadcrumbs. Her flip-flops were still inside. Her cigarettes and lighter were missing. She didn't take her cruise ID. She didn't even really put shoes on. And yet the ship carried on like nothing happened. The family immediately went into high alert mode. They searched every floor, every hallway. They begged the ship's crew to announce a full-scale alert to stop disembarkation. But Royal Caribbean, they waited over an hour. before making the kind of announcement you'd expect if someone left their sunglasses at the pool bar. Paging Amy Bradley to the purser's desk. Paging Amy Bradley. Real urgent. Meanwhile, passengers poured off the boat into Curaçao like it was a wet t-shirt contest weekend, because it might have been. I don't know. Eventually, after half the ship was already out sightseeing, they started an internal search. Some criticized it as being too late, too soft, and entirely insufficient. But you do have to keep in mind, people on cruise ships, they get notices somebody's missing all of the time. Usually, they're in another cabin with someone, they're out drunk somewhere, they're not truly missing. They're just family can't find at that moment in time. But we're talking 1998 here as well. There ain't no cell phones. People aren't texting, where are you at, and being constantly in context. There's nothing like that going on. So that person's not where they said they were going to be, or you expect them to be, and they don't show back up. It's full-blown panic at that moment in time because you don't know where they are. You're just not getting a signal, or it's going to voicemail. You have no way of being in contact with them. So put that into context here a little bit as well as you're trying to understand the dynamics of the story and the point in time in which it took place. Over the next few days, the FBI joined the investigation. The Dutch Caribbean Coast Guard scoured the area with helicopters and sonar. Royal Caribbean hired a private investigator. The U.S. Coast Guard got involved. Hundreds of miles were searched. Divers were sent down. Amy's parents and brother stayed behind in Curaçao for days, plastering her photo across the island, hoping for a miracle. And then people started seeing her. A taxi driver swore he picked up a barefoot woman matching Amy's description. Frantically asking for a phone, a Canadian scuba diver saw a woman on a beach flanked by two aggressive men. She looked directly at him and tried to approach before the men pulled her away. A U.S. Navy petty officer reported that a woman in a Curaçao brothel whispered that her name was Amy Bradley and that she needed help. He didn't report it for years because, you know, military brothel visits are frowned upon, and he'd rather not get in trouble rather than rescue a woman who'd been sex trafficked. And then there were the photos. In 2005, a jaw-dropping tip landed in the family's inbox. Screenshots from an adult website featuring a woman named Jass, who bore an uncanny resemblance to Amy. Same facial features, same build, even the same tattoos. It looked like Amy, older, sadder, sexualized, but Amy, nonetheless. Every sighting, every tip, every breadcrumb pointed to the same horrifying conclusion. Amy might still be alive, but being held somewhere, trapped in the darkest possible version of someone else's paradise. And here's where it gets more twisted. Every time someone saw her, she was trying to get away. She was reaching out. And yet every time the system failed her, the ship, the authorities, even the witnesses who didn't act fast enough or at all. This wasn't just a disappearance. It was a long, slow motion vanishing act happening right in front of us, and no one stopped it. So that's what happened. That's what had sparked everything. The search, the rumors, the accounts. And the question, is Amy still alive? So let's not sugarcoat it. This was a catastrophic failure at every level, from cruise line protocols to law enforcement jurisdiction to just basic human decency. First, let's talk about the cruise line. Royal Caribbean dropped the ball so hard it bounced into another dimension. When the 23-year-old woman goes missing at sea, the last thing you do is wait until everyone's off the ship before taking action. That's not protocol. It really is just PR management. And it worked. The cruise went on. People sipped pina coladas while Amy's family was literally begging someone to care. And don't get me started on the crew. One of them allegedly told Brad, "We can't ruin 2,000 people's vacations for one missing girl." Okay, cool. Thanks, Chad. Glad you're keeping things chill while someone might be getting trafficked through the kitchen. Now let's talk yellow. That dude radiated red flags. Multiple passengers say he was seen with Amy after the time he claimed to have gone to bed. And apparently he knew she was missing before the public announcement. Was he psychic? Or did he have a head start? He passed a polygraph, which is cute if we're pretending polygraphs are magic lie detectors, which they're actually not. The theory that Amy fell overboard, it also doesn't float very well. She was a trained lifeguard and a strong swimmer. The area was searched extensively and no body was found, no belongings, no evidence, not even a shoe. If she had fallen, something, anything would have turned up in suicide. It doesn't seem like a very likely option either. Amy had just adopted a puppy, had a new apartment. She was starting a new job. She wasn't unraveling. She was thriving at the time. So what are we left with? The ugly, bizarre, but maybe true theory that gets dismissed way too fast. Human trafficking. Amy's profile checks every box. Attractive, fit, distinctive features, visible tattoos. People knew who she was and they knew she was vulnerable and valuable. The Caribbean has a documented history of trafficking rings, and cruise ships are the perfect petri dish for that kind of operation. You've got transient populations, low accountability, lax jurisdiction, and a revolving door of faces. You want to sneak someone off a ship? Do it while everybody else is loading into their tour buses for snorkeling excursions. And what about the sightings? Let's review some of those receipts. 1998, the beach sighting with two men. The woman matches Amy's build and tattoos. She tries to signal for help. In 1999, the Navy officer sees a woman in a brothel begging for help and identifies herself as Amy Bradley. In 03 and 05, multiple alleged sightings in Barbados and other islands. The woman always appears nervous, accompanied by men trying to make eye contact with strangers. In 2005, escort photos of Joss on the adult side. Tattoos, they match. Face matches, expression. It's haunting. So the question isn't, did she disappear? It's, who took her? And how the hell have they gotten away with it for this long? The trafficking theory isn't a fringe idea. It's the only one that makes sense with the volume of credible sightings and total lack of physical evidence. And if it's true, it means that Amy didn't die that night. She was stolen systematically. And every step since, she's been a missed chance to bring her home. So what next? Here we are, decades later, literally almost 30 years. And the case is technically still open. The FBI has her on their missing person site. There's a $25,000 reward. Her family still gets tips. They still chase leads. They still hang on to hope like it's oxygen. And honestly, they're not wrong to hope. Because unless someone proves otherwise, Amy might still be alive. Maybe not in the same place, maybe not in the same circumstances, but if you've ever doubted the resilience of the human spirit, look at the Bradley family. They're not giving up. They've survived more false leads and heartbreak than most people could ever endure. There's that new Netflix documentary. I was trying to say net doc. The new 2025 Netflix docuseries helped Amy bring the story to a new generation, and TikTok lit up with a lot of amateur sleuths as well. Reddit has spun 47 new threads. People going full CSI with photo comparisons, timeline reconstructions, and geolocation guesses based on a beach towel and a 17-year-old JPEG. And look, say what you want about internet sleuths, but they're at least trying. Because the institutions failed, the cruise line covered their ass, the court system didn't deliver justice, and the legal limbo of international waters let whoever did this vanish just as easily as Amy did. So now what? What do we do? Well, we keep going. We keep telling Amy's story until someone listens. We pressure the cruise lines to implement real-time passenger tracking, which since 1998 has dramatically improved. We push for international accountability for crimes at sea, and we keep saying her name, Amy Lynn Bradley. If you're listening to this and thinking, there's no way she's still alive, fine. Maybe. Be skeptical. But ask yourself, what if she is? What if she's out there right now waiting for one more person to notice her, one more tip to be taken seriously, one more thread to pull that finally unravels the truth? It's not just a story about a missing woman. It's a story about what happens when institutions protect themselves instead of people, which we see far too much of. When money talks louder than justice, and when families are left to do the work of entire governments. Amy deserves more than that. So do the hundreds of others who vanished under mysterious circumstances while everyone else kept sipping cocktails on the Lido deck. Maybe today's the day someone speaks up. Maybe tomorrow. But until then, we'll keep talking, we'll keep asking. And we'll never stop looking. Because someone saw something, someone knows, and that someone might just be listening right now. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi if you're not already there. You can make that same search wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage on this case and the many that we do for you right here at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. We have a multi-part series about to come out about Amy Bradley. Me and Carol are going to break down this case in greater detail, but use this as your diving off point. Kind of gets you up to speed on what this case is all about. We're going to dive deeper into the different theories, the different prospects, the different possibilities of what may have happened to Amy Bradley. So press subscribe so you don't miss any of that conversation. And like I said, comment section, let us know your thoughts. We read them. We will discuss them, maybe even on the air. So please do that. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.